You're on.
Flood it out on the way back.
This is for me. Can I take this?
You may.
Okay.
Call the meeting order. We have a quorum. Legislator Bofiglio, Parity, and Parity. Manna Jo called. She's in Albany and on her way back, but we'll just move forward. Mr. Ryder, the Director of Purchasing and other things, is here, and and thank you for coming.
Yes.
Thanks for coming, because as you know, there was a resolution in the hopper since around 2001 calling for PLAs to be considered to be to have a best practices review of it, and you know, due diligence.
I'll be here anyway.
Yeah. Review as to why there should or should not be a PLA. You know, when we found the resolution, we went back and got information from Governor Pataki, other people talking about the positive effects of PLAs, and we asked Mark to come, and you were on vacation last time with the youngsters or something, and
yeah.
You know, I had some questions. I did see now there's a resolution in for $25,000 to do a best practices a review of it. Which my only question would be why there weren't any back in for the Strive program, which was an $8 million program. But I'm not going to. That's neither here nor there at this point in time.
I mean, I'd be happy to walk you through it.
You want to do that, all right?
Sure.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because that was one of the questions that I had gotten from Jay to just Project 370, wanted some written documentation. So what I have was, we had a consultant that did, CS Arch, that did the feasibility study originally for the Strive Sophie Finn project. They had said that they didn't believe that this was the scope and size of project that would warrant a PLA. We also had our construction manager, and I was in a meeting up in B's office. It was myself, some members of the county attorney's office, some public works, I think Brian Cunningham and others, sat in with the construction manager and went through and had the discussion of whether it would warrant a due diligence study and a further PLA analysis. And he did not believe that it did. As you can see by this month's resolution, an actual due diligence study, which is now required under New York State labor law in order to do a PLA, is quite an expensive undertaking. It's somewhere between $18,000 to $25,000. So if we were to have to spend that amount of money on every single capital project, that would be a lot, right? There are some projects that we can, as I discussed in my memo, we can look at right away. A bridge project, you know, you'd have Mike Hamm tell you there's no necessity in having a PLA for a bridge project because it's a single prime and you're not going to save money. Same thing with the paving projects. Really what PLAs are meant for is the building trades and where you have multiple primes for coordination. So we looked at it back in Sophie Finn. Construction manager said we believe that a due diligence study would show there'd be no benefit to the county. So we said, okay, we're not going to spend the extra $18,000 to $20,000. We're going to take your word for it. After doing an analysis. Now, in the RFP for the BRC family court move, it's a PLA analysis that he needs to do. So he did, and that was in the original RFP. He did the analysis and said, yes, this is the kind of project that we believe it's the scope and size and the coordination where a PLA is potentially could save money for the county. So then you have to go to do the further step, which is the due diligence study, which is the resolution that you're voting on this month, is to add that into his contract. He went out and tried to solicit three quotes. He got one back from Aris and Company, and two other companies refused to quote, stating that they just didn't have time to do a due diligence study. One of which was Hill, who was involved back in the jail with doing the due diligence study. Then there's very few of these vendors. It's a very kind of technical, the due diligence study, not a lot of people do it. So that's where we're at with the BRC. We are trying to get that added into his contract, and we'll do a due diligence study. Hopefully we'll do a PLA from there. On 495, the question was where we're at, and back at the time of the memo, I said that we would solicit quotes based on the experience at the BRC. And after having a conversation with Todd DiOrio and Mike Hamm, who would be the two trades that would most be affected by a project labor agreement, they said, we don't believe if you do a due diligence study that it would show that a PLA for the Ashokan Rail Trail project would save the county money. We would prefer that you don't do it because you're wasting county dollars to the tune of $18,000 to $20,000.
You're talking about the rail trail?
Yes.
And they said they're not interested in it?
They said that they didn't think that they would be able to show a cost-benefit analysis doing, you know, to have somebody do a due diligence study. Because there's really not, it basically is the laborers and the operating engineers that are going to be doing that. It's not, again, and it's going to be a single prime project. You don't have plumbers and electricians and HVAC and the site work operators all working under one roof like you do in a building. So, you know, I left it with them that we would probably forego that and not do the due diligence study and not do the PLA on that.
Any questions?
Listen, it's fine. It just seems odd to me that a few years without any legislators or anybody from our office or anybody, I don't know. Just seems weird that you would just agree that it doesn't need to be done without a professional. A bigger analysis than three people maybe just on a phone conversation saying, nah, this doesn't...
The resolution doesn't really require a due diligence study. It doesn't require any set amount of analysis besides of what I laid out to you.
Didn't
for
any
the
project over $1 million need...
An analysis.
Right.
Well, analysis...
Isn't three people saying, yeah, it won't benefit
it's you. There's usually documentation
right.
to say, here's our analysis, why we
right.
don't need
right.
it.
Written, I don't... It should be on paper, not three people talking and saying it's not, or four people or six people saying this isn't in the best interest. You know, one thing I learned from the jail project and other projects is when things are in writing, then you can actually see what happened. When people say things, then there's less accountability. You know, so I always remember Ralph Johnson saying, I'm a show me guy. Show me everything. Don't tell me anything. Show me why it's not good. Show me why... these folks determine, you know, and I'm not trying to pick on you or anything, but to me it would just seem, and not just a PLA, but any decisions of that importance would be put on paper mm-hmm. instead of just a decision made and not really no record of why it was ever made.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. But I understand what you're saying, so I'm not.
Carl?
Well, I just, I'm trying to understand how spending $25,000 on a viability study for PLA for the Business Resource Center renovations is going to save us money.
Because you have, it's a requirement to show that a PLA will save money. You have to do the due diligence study. So this is why we don't take this decision lightly and why this is the first due diligence study since the jail. The due diligence study at the jail said the PLA would save money. A project labor agreement was entered into. We haven't ordered a due diligence study up until now because there hasn't been a project that it was believed that from our consultants. I mean, I do have in writing on the Sophie Finn project, right there from CS Arch on their feasibility study.
On the what project?
Sophie Finn.
Structure. Yes, okay. Well, this isn't quite an analysis, though. I mean, that was an $8.5 million project. If this is what it is, this is what it is.
Right.
You can't go backwards. There's no going backwards.
Yeah.
But it was a substantial project. The resolution says $1 million plus whatever the inflationary increases would be. If that's a wrong level to be concerned with, then we have to change that.
Yeah, and one thing to do would be to survey the trades, because I think they would tell you to change it. I think they would tell you that it isn't necessary to have $1 million threshold, because you're really not going to find savings at $1 million. But to get back to your point, you have to do the due diligence study to prove that you're going to save money and that it's going to be in the best interest of the taxpayers, that costs the 25, you know, it's 22.5. That's how much it costs. We believe we'll save more than 22,005, or else we wouldn't be doing it.
And isn't a PLA really just like an insurance policy, just to make sure there's no work stoppages?
It can be. You know, you're negotiating
working off the job.
You're negotiating the rates ahead of time. You also lock in rates. So if prevailing wages are going to go up at the time that you do the PLA and the agreement, you negotiate a lot of things. If it's a project where there's going to be night work, weekend work,
right,
then it's all negotiated into that agreement. We didn't do a lot of that.
No projects since
so
the major.
We don't really anticipate doing that kind of work. We don't want to pay, you know,
I get it.
Two times, one and a half,
right,
just to have somebody working at night on a weekend unless it's absolutely necessary. So it is an insurance policy in case you get in a situation where you have to pay that. But where you can work in the normal course and it's daytime shift work, etc., then we'll see. Now, our construction manager thinks that it's beneficial for the BRC project after doing, you know, looking at it.
I wasn't on the legislature during the jail project, but you don't have to be a genius to figure out that PLA did not work because we did not save money. We spent
outrageous. Which one, in the jail now?
Yeah, the jail
project.
Actually,
it did work.
It prevented people from walking off the job.
It was not the labor's fault.
But
it was not labor's fault, Carl. It was the planning, the site. You know, they everything was squeezed into an area that wasn't big enough for it.
No, I understand that.
There was no labor strife either. I mean, there was no...
But that's not going to prevent that from happening. You know, a PLA is not going to prevent what happened at the jail to happen again.
Well, if you don't have a complete set of plans, you can... They went out to bid before the plans were completed. That was the whole 90% of the trouble. Contractors showed up at the job and they said, well, this isn't what we bid on. And everything was different. The jail didn't fit on a piece of property that they were given a bid. I know what you're saying, but it turned out to be, it was a huge mess.
It actually had potentially, I'm assuming to be, I wasn't here at the time either, but to be worse without the PLA.
Well, yeah, because nobody, there was a lot of people upset with each other, but nobody picked up their tools and left the site. They still worked through it. And there were change orders, and change orders cost money. It's time and material, most of them.
I can't even remember how many change orders there were, but a huge amount.
Yeah,
so, I mean, in my opinion, it's not my bag, really, but the PLA did work then because there was efficiencies, there was no labor problems, no labor difficulties. They just went about and did their business. They didn't walk off the job. Some contractors didn't get paid, and they could have pulled off the job because there were conflicts within the county back then.
So, I know one point of this committee is to review these laws, and I have spoken with the trades, and I think that if you asked them, and I would encourage you to do so, they'd probably tell you the real number, like the realistic number would be about 5.
Well, I will tell you that they did speak. They called. And they said, well, we're happy you brought it up because at least we got one potential PLA now where they weren't sure they would have ever gotten it. Having said that...
That may be disingenuous on their part.
It may be disingenuous, but when they think about the Strive thing, you know, which encompasses the electricians and the air conditioning people and the everybody, but that's neither here nor there now. I'm not here to give you a hard time. I'm just saying that if we have to amend that and change it or bag it, that's part of the only reason we're here is to find things, you know, like buggy whip laws.
Right. And I would say for bridges, you know, you have a local law that's passed since then that says anything over 500,000 has to have apprenticeship agreements. I believe at least on bridges that supersedes this resolution because you're not going to have both. You wouldn't do a PLA and require apprenticeship agreements. So that's more recent in time and it's a local law. So I would say on bridge projects, you wouldn't even probably look at after that local law, you really don't look at the analysis.
And I don't disagree with you about the bridge part of it. I mean, it's one contractor, two contractors.
Right.
It's not overlapping jurisdictions.
Right.
Anything?
No. Good.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
I mean, to me, the resolution at $1 million was a threshold that was not practical. So we'll probably be in discussion with the trades and you guys and decide what to do or what not to do.
All right. I look forward to it.
Okay.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks.
I don't on me, but I'll be back at 6:30.
What's that?
He asked if I had a card. And I
don't. Oh, okay.
He'll be back. He's coming next meeting.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, we got to pass this around.
Yeah, please.
Motion for minutes.
Yes.
I'll move it.
Moves.
Second.
Minutes. Discussion. Favor.
I'm fine with
aye.
Carried. The only other thing we really have on the agenda is the living wage resolution. We don't have TJ here. We don't have Manna here to even have a discussion about it with enough folks to get a cross section. There's no huge rush with it, so I just like to postpone that until when we have a full committee.
Final day.
Carl?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. Yeah.
So we'll just postpone it. I don't think. Do we need a motion to postpone, Carl? You're the parliamentarian.
No,
I think we can just postpone it, can't we?
Well, who's the sponsor?
He is.
So, you just have. I guess I'll make a motion to postpone it till what, next month?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I sponsor that too?
Pardon?
Can I sponsor it too?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Aye.
Carl, you have any other?
No, just
he's voting.
You want to vote for it? Aye.
Yes, all in favor? Okay. That basically it. I mean, to talk about the PLA again.
We should discuss that.
If those resolutions are outdated, inefficient, or unreasonable, then they should be changed. And I do think what Mark said about $1 million is accurate. I do think a bridge project that could be $2 million or $3 million probably wouldn't fall under it, because there's only one contractor doing the job.
I mean, here's what I'd like to see. So on page 2 of the resolution from 2001, resolution 319, you know, it lists 9 areas where these goals want to be fostered in an agreement, but I don't see anything there that potentially says anything about cost overruns.
Doesn't have anything to do with cost overruns.
Well, why shouldn't it, though? Because all we're doing is being nice to the unions, all right, saying that, you know, okay, you guys can set your own work hours. The union can't say, oh, we want double time to work after 4 o'clock in the afternoon or 6 o'clock in the afternoon. But there's nothing to say that after the bids are won and the project starts, that all of a sudden one of the vendors says, wait a minute, this is going to cost. And I'll give you an example. Hurricane Irene, okay? When we were, we went out to bid for our town hall, and pre-Hurricane Irene, and the bids came back, and they were in line with what we were going to appropriate monies for. Money, we had money from the state, I think it was $2.5 million to move our town hall, and then we were going to bond $3.5 million. Well, then all of a sudden, Hurricane Katrina, Irene hit. No, it was Katrina, I'm sorry, it was Katrina. I can't remember the names. And all of a sudden, the bids were voided. All of the bidders said they couldn't do it for that price because all of the natural
materials
went up. It skyrocketed.
Well, that's not the workers' fault.
No, I understand that, but there's no, so how is this going
to
save
for them
money?
To get out of it, there must have been a cost
save money.
To get out.
It's going to make it efficient. It's going to make it efficient for the unions.
But there's a cost to it. There's definitely. I'm not so sure this always lowers the price of a project, or there's a guarantee you're going to save 10%. What it does is it ensures the continue. I mean, read it.
Labor stability.
Labor stability. It also, I believe, a PLA means that, say, a contractor from Albany wins a bid for this project on Ulster Avenue. They come down. They have to hire a certain percentage of their workforce within the local Union Hall, that's all project labor agreements have to do. They can't bring their workforce down from Albany.
But why couldn't we just put these terms in an RFP and let the vendors accept them instead of doing a study? And I mean, I don't know.
Okay, let me just, one other thing that you brought up about overruns. I wasn't here then. I was just hanging out in Boyceville back in those days.
Well, I wasn't hanging out in Boyceville, but...
But I can remember some... I get a document slipped under my front door that following the plans, the architectural drawings, they had beams going through the elevators because the plans were wrong. Had nothing to do with labor. You want me to weld this here? They welded it. The plans, I mean, we took a tour of it once, and you'd go along, and they're still there, probably. There's some windows that are 8 feet high, and some windows that were 12 feet high. They were all supposed to be the same. It was a bollocks up plan because it was rushed, because the site was too small, and they squeezed it this way, figuring they could expand it. And if you remember, Carl, they even had to go out and condemn some property to make the thing work, which was like something a lot of legislators don't like to do, eminent domain. So, but I understand where you're coming from. Could you put it in the? I can't answer that. That's right.
And Carl,
you're being too nice, actually, because for years I've heard that it was the Republicans' fault.
Well, yeah, I didn't say that.
If you were here, you would have.
I didn't say that.
No. I'm not saying that. That's all I've heard.
No, I just want to say another thing. This analysis that's going to be done may come back and say you don't need a PLA. There's no guarantee that it's going to happen on this project. Right. That's what this analysis is going to see, if it's worth it or not.
You know, Carl, I didn't make my bones by making enemies. You know, I could probably give you a couple of scenarios why it was pushed through.
You were here.
What purpose does that serve? It serves no purpose whatsoever.
Carl.
No, it's not. It's done at this point.
They would give us like a timeline for the project, and it would say, you know, and it was a lot of letters, A's and B's, and not necessarily A, B, C, D in that order, but when you would go through it, Tracy and I would go through it, and it would say D can't be started until ZZ is finished. Then you'd go to ZZ and you'd look. ZZ would take 3 weeks to get to D. And you'd have a meeting and they'd say, well, we haven't started ZZ yet, but the project is still, we're supposed to be pouring the foundation, which was D, in 2 weeks. And you'd sit there and say, well, how can you get to, it's right here telling us it's going to take 3 weeks. And Harvey Slate would stand there and say, oh, we're going to make the time up. Don't necessarily go by this. So that's why it was a lot different legislature back then, too.
Yeah. They didn't have the roof on completely, and they were putting sheetrock up.
And they're doing electric work, and then all the electric work rusted. Because the county officials told... So there was a lot of blame to go around.
Kingston School... I'm sorry.
Is that...
I can't hear you, sir.
No, Kingston School District did a study on PLA for the expansion.
And they didn't do it.
But they cherry-picked who did the study. They really didn't want to do a PLA.
Right.
They cherry-picked it. The study came back, said you would... the X amount, and truth be told, I'm writing the story that's going to be in tomorrow. It says that they're $14 million ahead on the project.
But I saw today, somebody commented in the paper.
I filed it today, yes.
It might be online.
Yeah.
They're actually ahead of budget, lower budget.
Ahead of schedule, ahead of budget.
And just...
And they did the study.
In the same sort of thinking, I've seen many studies done out there that you know the person who was promoting it had influence in hiring who did the study, because the same language comes out. So, Manager Joe, we're almost done. We didn't listen, and I hope you had a safe trip.
Thank you.
We talked about the PLA.
Yes.
They're working on it. There's money in this month to do an analysis for a PLA on the family court.
Right.
Mr. Ryder was here, and he did say that, you know, for the $1 million threshold on that resolution that went back, it really is not, in his opinion, a good idea, or even necessary to do a PLA.
Huh.
And he explained it, and I quite frankly don't disagree with him as in terms of how he explained it.
Mm-hmm.
He did explain a little bit why there was not one on the Strive building. You know, how far back do you go and beat a dead horse, and then it would sound like I'm just doing it for fun or somebody is. So I just think, Manager Joe, after this, we have to decide if this committee stays in existence or whatever happens, that maybe it has to be changed. Maybe we raise the threshold. Maybe we change a requirement from a do an analysis, if you feel like it, to do an analysis. And then move on. Is that kind of about correct, Carl, what
yeah.
Mr. Ryder said?
Yeah. I still have my reservations
at
any threshold.
And that's appropriate. I really do think it's appropriate, but we do have something that's in existence that maybe shouldn't be there.
Well, what threshold figure are you thinking? 10 million?
I think so.
Have we talked to any of the unions?
I know
yes.
We
talked. Okay.
And he said they talked to him. And I did. They're very happy to even have one being considered now. As Mr. Ryder said, maybe it was a little disingenuous on their part to say, oh, it's nice that this discussion precipitated an investigation of a PLA or the analysis. Maybe that's being disingenuous or maybe it's being factual. There is the rail trail, which is 10, 12, 14 million dollars. I think that would take in my opinion, a little more extensive discussion because you do not have air conditioning contactors working. You do not have electricians and those things. And it's sort of what would be the right word? Segmented? Is that the right word? I don't like to say piecemeal, but in other words, you finish one project before you start another.
Yep.
But that's for a discussion for maybe the Public Works Department, our department.
It's not the major.
Somebody else to decide if it's...
No, I was talking to Bill. Sorry.
Pardon?
No, I was just because I'm the Bill.
So, Manager Joe, the living wage thing, we voted to postpone it.
Okay.
You weren't here. TJ wasn't here. A little bit more time to digest what the world's all about.
Okay. I'm just to get back to the project labor agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Are we taking any action or we're...
They're doing an analysis.
We're doing an analysis.
They are doing.
Okay.
They're
right.
Going to do an analysis.
Okay.
I mean, there were some things that I had never heard of before, like it's a state law that says you have to spend and get it, and they're all $20,000 to $30,000. All right, you take everybody's word for it, and that's it.
Okay.
But according to Mr. Ryder, their construction manager thinks it will save money.
Yeah.
What more can you say? Carl?
I don't have any more to say.
Manager Joe?
Okay. All right. I understand that the resolution 223 for living wage was postponed. I'm just wondering, did we as a committee take any action on resolution 319?
Okay. Oh, 319?
Okay. And in both cases, did we discuss the housing consortium again?
Well, the only thing I'm going to say is I'm working with the chairman to craft a new committee. That would be specific.
It would essentially repeal this and create a new one.
Well, whatever the right mechanism is to repeal it or modify it so that there, if there's still a continuum, fine. If there's a housing concerns, it would be discussed by that.
All right. Very good.
Can I say something just quick on 319?
Yeah.
With the PLA?
Yeah.
What we did discuss was since that one, the current resolution was 2001, is maybe upping it to 4 million or 5 million or 6 million. The 1 million is too low a threshold, so I think maybe the committee can discuss that in the next month or two or three or and move something. Because that would then eliminate a whole host of projects that would never even have to be considered for it.
Right.
I'm in favor of PLA. So
the conversation with Mark and my father's with some of the union folks, the 1 million is too low.
That's what I was asking about. I mean, have we had anyone from any of the unions here?
Yes. I've spoken to the
committee. Okay. All right.
About this, I think, as I said, they were very happy to have an opportunity to have a PLA. And the only reason this happened, and possibly disingenuous on the part of those fellows, is because maybe this committee brought it up. Okay.
All right, now I got something else to...
Okay, go ahead.
All right, taking it from the union stance, by not allowing them to walk off the job, or, you know, their union members to strike. Not that I'm a big, you know, a huge supporter of unions striking in the middle of the job, but by not allowing them to strike for whatever reason, maybe another vendor on the other side is taking work away from them, or, you know, it comes to find out that, I don't know, the union's not happy, that these people can't walk off the job and they can't fight to get better, whatever they need, better benefits. Or how is that? Why would the union be in favor of that?
I can't answer all.
Can
those
we invite
things.
Them to come?
They probably have a mechanism for resolving those disputes.
Uh-huh. I mean, my image of the giant inflatable rat.
Yeah, right.
That shows up, you know,
periodically. They have to have methods to resolve that. Inside the PLA.
Right.
It's the only thing I can answer at this point. Matter of fact, at one of our meetings, we had a whole thick PLA that was
done.
It's
huge.
Was done on the jail. I mean, it was that thick.
Right.
And if I can find it, you're welcome to read it.
It actually might be here.
I just can't.
It could
think
be on these walls somewhere.
The intentions.
It might be.
The PLA is to save money. And that's not what happened in the jail. I made that comment, but you know, you missed that. But
my understanding is the potential is
she can listen to the tape if she wants.
Yes, I can. To you know, promote union workers in big jobs. So, you know, but I'll try to sort that out. And as long as we're not, you know, taking a voting action on it.
Well, we don't have a say yet.
Pardon?
We don't have a say right now. They're doing an analysis
that's right.
So we don't, it's not in front of us.
Right.
It may be, if it comes back that says a PLA is something they want to do, then it'll
come back through the committee.
And the legislature.
And Manager Joe, our function was identifying this. It's not being used correctly or incorrectly.
Right.
And then, you know, we don't deal, that's not our purview to go out there and negotiate. That would be the executive and, you know, well, you're on the other committee, aren't you? Public Works?
Yeah.
So you would handle it at that end. We're just trying to pick out in some sane way what's the good, bad, and the ugly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I appreciate the update.
All right.
I apologize for my late arrival. Thank you.
Make a motion.
Did you call me?
No, I said second.
Motion to adjourn.
We'll move to adjourn. Second.
Good.
Yes.
Signify by aye.
Aye.
Carried.